On the morning segment here, we have Sabrina Ramey. She is a communications coordinator for Williston Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we welcome you to the program this morning, Sabrina. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. We hope to have you on the program many more times. So hopefully this will be just the beginning. We understand you're involved with the festival that's coming up at Spring Lake Park this year versus Harmon Park. The event is actually August 7th and 8th, and it's Williston's annual Chokecherry Festival. And you're working with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. I know you folks are heavily involved with this program and event. And despite the location change, you're still going to be featuring some of the wonderful traditional events. And, of course, visitors appreciate that. Maybe you can give us some details about that two-day event that's kicking off Friday, August 7th at 4 o'clock.
Yep, I sure can. The North Dakota Chokecherry Festival is actually a state festival that the CVB produces, so our office takes care of that. The only major change we've had this year is the venue change from Harmon Park to Spring Lake Park, just because there is a lot more room out there. We've actually been eyeing that park for a while, but Harmon Park is the traditional home for the Chokecherry Festival. But this year it seemed like the time to try it, so we have moved it out there. The park will be closed to vehicles during the festival, but there's some parking we've arranged for outside of Spring Lake Park there, so that should work out fine. But yeah, on 4 o'clock, it usually kicks off with the Nemont Thousand Burger Feed, and we plan to do that again with Nemont. They're a good partner for that. And then also a local bank here in town, American State Bank, does ice cream with chokecherry syrup. So those are both free. The nice thing about the Chokecherry Festival is just about all the activities there are free. So it's a nice way for the community to get out and see each other. Lots of space to spread out. Some of the key activities that we have year after year, the Ultimate Air Dogs will be back. And that's a competitive dog jumping organization. And people are welcome to bring any kind of dog. They don't have to be a certain, you know, kind of breed or anything. They just have to be able to swim and want to do the jump on their own. So I've seen some pretty small dogs do some pretty amazing things out there with the air dogs.
I would say you do have a little video of that, too, on your website or Facebook.
You know, we probably have had some every single year from the festival. I'm not sure if I have a recent one up, but we'll probably put one up here in the next few days just to help promote the festival as well.
Yeah, that's a must-see event or a competition, that's for sure.
It is fun, and people come from all over for that because the winner does travel on to the next level in the competition. So it's a national competition. There's the wood carvers coming back. He's a chainsaw carver, and he carves up. We give him big hunks of tree trunks, usually 3 or 4 feet, and then he'll make animals or whatever out of them, and those go up on silent auction during the festival. There's live music on several different stages. We have an amphitheater there in the park, and then we're also bringing in a temporary stage, and then there'll be an acoustic stage set up where the free feed is. And that's just to encourage people to move around instead of just stopping in one spot and then camping there for the day. The stages will be kind of on a staggered schedule, so they're encouraged to move around that way. There's a 4-on-4 volleyball tournament Friday night. There's a cornhole tournament on Saturday, classic car show, lots of vendors. So we're looking forward to it. We're pretty excited for the festival.
Absolutely. It sounds like something for everybody. And then you're also starting up with the Lions free pancake breakfast on Saturday. Lots of vendors, attractions, and just so much going on all 2 days of the event. And, again, you were mentioning the fact that parking won't be available within the park itself, but you'll have some parking, I guess, over by the Holiday gas station and maybe the Buck
yep.
Shealy Family Animal Center?
Right, yep. Over there by the Animal Rescue, there's a parking lot, and then there's a big field by the Holiday station. And we are planning to run a shuttle up to the entrance of the park. The park has a big 1-mile loop through it, which allows for directional traffic, which is pretty key right now. Mm-hmm. Lots of hand washing stations, bathroom facilities in the park, and we're hauling some in as well. So there are lots of opportunities to have your own space, I guess, and then just practice good sanitation, wash your hands, you know, don't go hugging all over people, that kind of thing.
Yep, but and I'm assuming people won't. Yeah, people won't be looked down upon if they have to wear a mask. I mean, if you get in close proximity or whatever. But there's so much going on. And if folks want to get some more details, I guess they can visit williston.com, or you can check out your Facebook, Visit Williston. And again, a lot of volunteers and folks have been making this all possible and making it a very safe and fun event. If it goes over really well this year, I think people will be going, hey, why don't we just keep going here? But I'm sure Harmon Park is a very nice location to hold the Choke Cherry Festival as well, right?
They're both beautiful venues. They both have different pros and cons. Mm-hmm. We like that Spring Lake Park has so much space, and there are some natural features to it that Harmon Park doesn't have, like lots of paved areas to put vendors and to put the dog pond and things like that. But Harmon Park is centrally located. It has a great amphitheater. So we'll just have to kind of see what happens next year and go from there.
And again, it's kicking off on Friday around 4 o'clock. Is that normally the time where people start showing up for the event to get into the 1,000 burger feed at the keelboat? Is that
that's when they start serving. So I would come a little early, probably. I think people usually come, 20, 30 minutes early just to get in line. But there's lots to do in the park. There's several beautiful playgrounds in there. There's walking trails. The vendors will be set up by then. So there'll be plenty to do, if you come early for that 1,000 burger feed for the festival.
And I tell you, Sabrina, that free ice cream with the choke cherry syrup sounds pretty good even right now. I could take a dish of that, that's for sure. It sounds so, so delightful. Is there anything else we should add about the annual Choke Cherry Festival?
Mostly just to visit the website. There's a link right off the front page, as you mentioned, the visitwilliston.com. And then the event does have its own Facebook page, too. It's called Choke Cherry Festival. I think ND Festival's already taken or something. But yeah. So both of those places are good spots to get information. There's just so much going on. I know I've missed a lot. There's going to be a lot of live music. There's always a movie at 10 o'clock at night on Friday. There's, a night glow run. So there's just a lot going on, and keeping up with those pages will help tell you what's going on and when.
Well, I tell you what, we'll be sure to link the Facebook with our website, am1090theflag.com, if folks want to go directly there as well. But what a wonderful event, and you folks do so many things. You've got sports fests, you've got band day, you've got the walleye tournament, so many other events that you work with in the Williston area, and you cover Williams County quite well, I might add. We hope to have you back on the program and give us some more details on some of these other events that are up and coming. Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning before we wrap this segment up, Sabrina?
No, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me on.
You are certainly welcome. And again, we look forward to having you back again soon. Sabrina Ramey, the Communications Coordinator for Williston Convention and Visitors Bureau. A great guest on the program this morning.